the Public News Service Daily Newscast, June the 18th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. Donald Trump posted on social media that the United States knows the location of Iran's supreme leader. He added the U.S. would not kill Khomeini, but he called for Iran's unconditional surrender. That from The Guardian. They quote Trump on his social media platform posting, "We know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but is safe there. We're not going to take him out, kill, at least not for now." And from the Associated Press, New York City controller and Democratic mayoral candidate Brad Lander was arrested by federal agents at an immigration court Tuesday after he linked arms with a person authorities were attempting to detain. Lander was released from custody after a few hours. The U.S. Attorney's Office said it was investigating his actions. Meantime, a federal proposal moving through Congress would stall Michigan's booming rooftop solar industry by ending key tax credits that have fueled clean energy growth nationwide.
What's being called the One Big Beautiful Bill Act would eliminate 30% credit for rooftop solar and other home energy systems, including those leased by companies. Michigan leads the nation in Inflation Reduction Act-funded projects, attracting more than $27 billion in investment and creating over 26,000 jobs. Alan O'Shea, CEO of 50-year-old CBS Solar in Copemish, says 90% of his family-owned business is residential rooftop solar.
That 90% would lose one of the benefits that go with solar, and that's 30% tax credit. The other 10% of our business is commercial, and it would still survive, but the damage would be done. We're talking 25-plus employees here.
O'Shea says he sent a heartfelt letter to most senators expressing concern about the bill's impact on his livelihood and others. Supporters of the tax cut and spending bill argue that it would boost the economy and strengthen national security. Crystal Blair reporting.
And the Environmental Protection Agency has big plans to review what some see as the health risks of fluoride in drinking water, as the agency considers changes to its Safe Drinking Water Act standards. Critics of the attention on fluoride say it comes at the expense of focusing on nitrate, a known contaminant.
Nitrates are present in Iowa's ground and surface water, largely from factory farm manure runoff. University of Iowa environmental contamination expert David Swirtney says if the EPA plans to review fluoride in drinking water, it should do the same for nitrate.
Regardless of what my feelings are on fluoride, they should at least apply a uniform standard to how they want to reevaluate new science. And it would seem that there's a pretty compelling case that we need to reevaluate new science on nitrate just as much, if not more so, than what we need to be doing on fluoride.
Fluoride in drinking water has largely proven safe and effective at preventing tooth decay for decades. But investigating it is part of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s plans to take a broader look at the nation's food and water supply. I'm Mark Moran.
This is Public News Service. Central Georgia's Macon-Bibb County is shaking up its approach to public safety by confronting a long-standing problem, people stuck in jail simply because they can't afford to get out.
Mayor Lester Miller introduced the new reform plan, which he says aims to make the system more efficient and more supportive of long-term community safety. He says the goal isn't to offer a get-out-of-jail-free card, but to ensure the system is more fair while still being smart on crime.
We must eliminate a two-tier justice system where individuals who can afford it are at home, while those that cannot are in jail.
He says one way to do this is to cover the cost of ankle monitors for nonviolent offenders. Shantia Hudson reporting.
Next, Colorado is already considered a national leader in workforce development and now is aiming to raise the bar even higher.
Governor Jared Polis recently issued an executive order calling on state agencies to create a more integrated system that meets learners where they are so they can access the education and training they need to get good jobs in Colorado's evolving economy. Dr. Angie Piccioni with the Colorado Department of Higher Education says the challenge is to restructure siloed agencies and initiatives and design a system that works even better.
Bring together the best of what each individual division and department is doing and bring it together in a way that's going to make it easier for individuals to navigate and also ultimately get the skills and training that they need for the jobs that they want.
Colorado ranks first nationally, tied with Massachusetts, for its percentage of residents who have a credential or degree beyond high school, but there's room for improvement. There are currently two available jobs for every unemployed person in the state. More than 90% of top-paying jobs require some form of post-secondary education, but just half of graduating seniors are signing up for college or certificate programs, well below the national average of 61%. I'm Eric Galatis.
And June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. New research examines the connection between dementia and awareness about money management skills.
Binghamton University's Ian McDonough co-authored a new study that says people with dementia aren't aware if they're making errors in handling their bank accounts and other financial tasks. For those without cognitive decline, that awareness improved over time.
When you're aware of those declines, you can adapt. You can ask for help. You can use calculators. If you're not aware, you might be going on your daily business, doing some mental arithmetic, and then that's when those errors might be introduced.
McDonough says that increases their vulnerability to fraud at a time when Americans, including older adults, are losing more money to scammers. He says preventative efforts by caregivers are important so people with dementia can avoid being taken advantage of and still have some autonomy over their finances. I'm Mike Moen.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.